Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Time for Kennedy's Dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. All right, my friends. Well, the Kelce brothers just keep doing Kelce things and making lots of money doing it. It looks as though they are looking for a massive payday for their New Heights podcast. They've been in talk with Wondery, which is an Amazon company, about signing a $100 million agreement for the podcast, which only started back in 2022. It's gained massive popularity. I'm going to give it a Taylor Swift effect there. You got it. Mm-hmm. Right? You got it.
They're also hilarious, but I'm sure the Swifties, 100%. The Swifties never hurt.
Didn't hurt. They rank fourth right now by audience. Travis, of course, going to go back to play for the Kansas City Chiefs. Jason preparing to join ESPN's Monday Night Countdown after recently retiring from the Philadelphia Eagles. So they're doing all right.
Yeah, it's good chemistry between the two of them. They're funny. The show is good, and that's why people love it. You know, having Taylor Swift is a part of the mix. It's almost like a radio station that buys billboard ads. Like, it just let everybody know about it. People came to the show and they liked it and they stayed with it. You know, they're not going to stick around because of Taylor Swift. They're going to stick around because they have great chemistry and they're funny and they're wonderful, loving men. And I think it's a good show to listen to.
$100 million. Guys, yeah. We should start a podcast.
Dan, we have one. Problem is we can't sell ours off. It's owned by somebody else already.
Yeah, the man owns ours, Dan.
You've already got a contract and it's all been settled. Sorry. I don't know who's going to host the 2025 Oscars. They're having a hard time finding someone. Jimmy Kimmel has turned down the gig. He turned it down earlier this summer, not giving any particular reason. And then John Mulaney was asked, and he said he will be too busy with other projects, including a potentially renewed Everybody's in L.A. on Netflix, to have the time to do so. I don't think anybody wants to do it anymore.
As a comedian, why would you?
I would never do it in a million, jillion, billion years, ever.
I totally would. It would be fun. Even if you get panned, so what? It's an enjoyable night. Go
do it.
It's
not enjoyable, though.
Like, it is. You're looking at the negative of it.
I think everybody avoiding it is telling you it's not enjoyable.
No, yeah, but my mental health could not survive it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You just
not.
Have to turn off the social media aspect of it.
But you can't. That's part of the job.
You can. You actually can. I have the comments on my Facebook turned off. People cannot comment on anything I post. And I did that like, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, and it's the most glorious thing. I don't have to hear what you say, and I don't care what you have to say. If I want to do
you
something...
You wouldn't miss it if you hosted the Oscars, Carson. I'm sorry. I would be talking about it the next day.
I would be hosting the Oscars, and then I would get on a plane and fly to an island somewhere and sit there for the next 2 weeks counting the money that they paid me. And then when I came back in 2 weeks, the cycle will have moved on to the next thing.
I don't even think you'd need 2 weeks.
Right. 3 days.
We are goldfish.
And man, there are so many comments on your Facebook page. What are you talking about?
No, but people can't post what they want to post is what I'm saying. You can't just go in and post whatever it is you want to say. Yes, you can comment on a story that I make, but like your page, I can go in and just go, hey, what are you doing? I think this is stupid.
Yeah,
you can't do that on my page. And if I don't like what you post, I delete it. If I don't like what you comment, I take
that off. Oh, I 100% delete it.
Yeah.
But it still doesn't mean it isn't said in other places.
Yeah, I can't worry about
whatever
he says.
I just think the pressure is... But Yeah. I hear what you're saying, but that's part of the job.
But it's part of our job here every day.
I know
we don't
that.
Worry about it.
It eats my lunch.
Yeah. 100%.
I just think as a comedian, too, it's not a fun gig because there's so many restrictions on what you can and can't say.
Yeah.
And like, you're not, they're used to just going on a stage to their audience and doing what they want to do.
Yeah, true, true, true.
It's just not a fun bit for a comedian.
And Carson, celebrities are just like us. Sometimes you got to take your kid to a concert. Maybe you don't want to go to it, but then you go and you realize, hey, I think this is pretty cool. Mariah Carey is just that person. She took her 13-year-old kids, Moroccan and Monroe, to see Olivia Rodrigo, and now she is, quote unquote, obsessed. She knows her. They got to meet her backstage, and they posted on Instagram saying, "We are obsessed with Olivia Rodrigo." And then Olivia posting back, "You are the greatest. Thank you so much for coming." She had a great time with the kids.
This is
no matter who you are, you got to take the kids to see a show.
And I get this. I'm just surprised Olivia Rodrigo is not on Mariah Carey's radar. I mean, Olivia
One's on Mariah Carey's radar but Mariah
That's
Carey.
That's crazy.
I need you to hear me.
Like
you say that you try and live in a box with no one talking to you or japping in your mouth.
Right.
She literally.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing comes in there but her.
Oh, I see.
Nothing.
But if you love music, you think
she
just
loves Mariah Carey music.
You think that's all she has on her
Honey, that's
Spotify?
What she listened to on the birth of those children. It's what they played at their wedding.
Right.
Yes, honey. She doesn't care.
She played all Mariah Carey at her wedding?
Pretty much. That's what I hear.
That's so funny.
I definitely was playing her music when the kids were born. 100%.
Right.
I believe Nick Cannon told that story.
Oh, that's funny.
The first thing my children hear will be my angelic voice.
That is damn right, Dan. And that's what I got, Carson.
All right, thank you,
Kennedy. You bet.
Producer Dan, if you ever have kids, first thing they hear is this show.
We'll start them off with the Friday free-for-all.
Oh, why?
Really
why?
Set them down a path of destruction.
These are your kids, Dan. These
I
are your
choose
kids.
Chaos.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB. And all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.